proclamation number 6357 dated the September 17th, 1955. The law of order is love. I address all of my children because I want to reveal myself to them. I want to convince them of my love, wisdom and might. I speak to them as a father so that they feel the father's love in my word and that love for me is thus likewise kindled into their hearts, and causes my children to fulfill my will. And I make my will known to them through my word. I convey my divine teaching of love to them. Only one thing is important in life, the fact that the human being should shape himself into love. I expect nothing else from my living creations other than to live a life of selfless neighborly love. This alone is my will, but for them the fulfillment of my commandment of love also means that the human being will possess everything, achieve everything and be eternally blessed. For everything comes forth from love. Love is the law of my eternal order. Anyone who lives without love leaves my order and is therefore wretched, even if you humans on earth seem to live in well-ordered circumstances, even if you feel comfortable on earth and are able to provide everything for the body which serves its well-being. Your soul is nevertheless in a wretched state. And one day you will bitterly and painfully experience this wretchedness when your earthly life has ended. Then the soul will be disfigured, weak and in agonizing darkness, for as a being which left the order it cannot be blissfully happy until it has integrated itself into my law of eternal order, until it has become love. It can certainly still achieve this in the kingdom of the beyond but under painful circumstances, if it strives for it at all, and after an infinitely long time, whereas it can extremely easily achieve it on earth, because it is constantly offered the opportunity to practice love, and because every selfless deed of love provides it with increasingly more strength and raises its will to be lovingly active. Then the human being will enter my order again and eternal bliss will be his fate. All this I reveal to you through my word because I love you, because you are my living creations and through love shall become my children, whom Roman 1, as a father, can and will make truly happy. For my love always belongs to you, even if you turn away from me, even if you have left my eternal order. And I will pursue those of you who are distant from me, who have not accepted me into your heart, with my love and speak to you time and again. If you listen to me it will not be to your disadvantage. If you turn away from me indignantly, then you will have to continue the path as before but it will not lead you to a happy fate as long as you live without love. Let yourselves be seized by my love. Don't offer me resistance and don't defend yourselves but open your heart and ear for me so that I myself can take abode in you, and you will truly not regret it. You would feel my love as strength, if only you submitted your will to mine and kept my commandments, which only ever demand love, because without love no one can become blessed. Amen.